In 2018, there were incidents of hate in schools, places of worship, and even at federal buildings, like the African Burial Ground in Manhattan. That's where racist hate speech defaced the monument in November. And in December, Holocaust survivor Miriam Mark came home to swastikas painted outside her door in Brooklyn. After seeing the rise in hate crimes following the 2016 presidential election of Donald Trump, ProPublica began tracking the incidents. Rachel Glickhouse, who manages Documenting Hate, says hate crimes are all over the U.S., including in cities thought of as progressive.
There have been a number in New York City that have been reported by the local media and that the New York Bias Crimes Unit has been looking into, and there have definitely been an uptick in both hate crimes based on the latest NYPD data that they have made public, and also an uptick in anti-Semitic incidents in New York City. So I would say that when you think about this as an issue, it is an issue that touches every state and happens in places where there are a lot of people, where there are large populations.
As of December 23, 2018, 352 hate crimes were reported to the New York City Police Department, a 5% increase from 2017. But Glickhouse says that those statistics might not reflect the actual number of hate crimes that happen to vulnerable populations, because some communities are less likely to report hate incidents to the New York City Police Department.
There's a federal survey every year of hate crime victims. And based on that survey, there's an estimate that more than 50% of hate crime victims never go to police. And I think that's certainly true of a lot of other communities, you know, the Black community, LGBTQ, where they may not trust police to take them seriously or to investigate them thoroughly. And those include things that might be more violent in nature.
Glickhouse says immigrants worried about deportation are less likely to report incidents of bias. According to reporting from Documenting Hate, the Latino community is regularly targeted by people who perceive them as immigrants, regardless of whether or not they actually are. They harass them with phrases like "build the wall" and "go back to your country." While some police departments report hate crime statistics to the FBI, not all do, which skews the federal data on hate crimes in America.
They might not be prioritizing them. They might not have the training to investigate them. That's another thing we've done some reporting on, is how training about hate crimes varies very widely by state. So they might not even really know that this is a thing that they have to investigate in a specific way. They might not track them well. So when it gets time to send information to the FBI, they aren't able to properly pull that information from their system and say, we didn't have any.
Muslim woman was on the bus and someone was saying some anti-Muslim rhetoric and pulled her hijab.
Frank Joseph is with the New York City Commission on Human Rights.
That's an incident where we would go and speak to the victim. We'd go to the community where the incident occurred, realizing that when an incident like this occurs in a community, that community also faces a trauma that such an incident could happen in their neighborhood. So we want to make sure the community knows that we're here as an agency to support them if they see these acts happening. We want the victims of the bias incidents to also know that we're here to support them. And if we're able to identify the perpetrators, we want them to understand that under this New York City human rights law, that it is illegal, it's unlawful for them to, you know, act on these feelings of hate and to discriminate against other people.
Joseph reaffirms what ProPublica found in the Documenting Hate project, that vulnerable people are afraid to work with government. In fact, Documenting Hate reports less than half of hate crime victims report what happened to them to the police. The Center for Investigative Reporting's Will Carlis set out to understand Donald Trump's role in hundreds of hate incidents across the country. He shared his findings with ProPublica's Documenting Hate project. He found a striking pattern that extended across races, religions, and sexual orientation. Carlis says what hurts most in these attacks is being told that you don't belong in America, that you're not welcome, that since Trump was elected, the country has been reserved for a certain group, a group that doesn't look like you or dress like you or practice the same religion as you. As the Documenting Hate project continues in 2019, Glickhouse encourages victims of hate crimes and those who know about them to send a tip to documentinghate.com. Alana Levinson, WBAI News, New York.